Even as we remain mindful of the mass shootings in Las Vegas, we also consider local happenings around North Carolina. Here in Greensboro, the process is underway to rename a street that bears the name of a former governor and white supremacist leader, Charles Aycock. He is also led one of the leaders of the 1898 coup in Wilmington, North Carolina. And here to fill us in is WUNC Greensboro reporter Naomi Prilo. Hello, Naomi.
Hi.
So this is a two-year effort to rename Aycock Street. Where is this now in the process?
Well, it was just introduced at the last city council meeting, September 19th, by Lewis Brandon, who's with the Beloved Community Center. He had a petition of 400-plus signatures saying we would like this to be renamed to recognize Josephine Boyd. So it should be an agenda item on the next meeting in October 17th, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Tell us more about Josephine Boyd.
Josephine Boyd was the first black student to graduate from Grimsley High School. She attended in 1957. She was the only black student in a school of 2,000 white students. And this happened, I think, a couple of weeks before Little Rock Nine, so she wasn't really recognized as much, but...
Yeah, Greensboro, very interesting for being in the vanguard of many of the protest movements. We know the Woolworth movement preceded what happened in Nashville. You spoke actually with Josephine's sister, Fanny Thompson, and here's what she had to say about renaming the street in her sister's honor.
For her to have endured what she endured, I think that would be a very good way to remember her.
It's Fanny Thompson talking about Josephine Boyd. Tell us more about what she endured as being the first black student in what was by then Grimsley High School.
Yeah, she endured a lot. She was picked on. She had things thrown at her. She was called names, discrimination, tricks being played on her. So it was very tough for her.
Tell us more about Charles Aycock and why we would want to take his name off of a street.
Well, Aycock, I feel like a lot of people are mixed with him because he was such a champion of education, but at the same time, he was white supremacist. So I think a lot of people, from what I've read, have wanted to move past from this.
The governor of North Carolina eventually, who did champion education, of course, for white students only, he was also a fierce champion of segregation, so all of the benefits accrued only to white students, but also one of the architects of the 1898 massacre and coup d'etat, the only successful coup d'etat in American history, where a coalition of black and white politicians were shot out of office, and the federal government did nothing about it, and they were successful in covering that up for about 100 years before finally even the people of North Carolina figured out what actually happened. So in the wake of that kind of knowledge, also served as chief of staff for Woodrow Wilson, interestingly enough. A famous white supremacist himself, Woodrow Wilson was. But anyway, so this conversation, obviously robust. He did things for at least part of the population of North Carolina for which he's remembered. What kind of conversation is going on in Greensboro?
There hasn't really been any type of pushback about renaming Aycock Street to possibly Boyd Boulevard. A lot of people are worried about, okay, Boulevard, that means bigger streets. Are we going to have to go through that? Some are saying, okay, is this because it offends somebody? So there's a mixed reaction, but mainly it's been positive because of what Josephine Boyd did.
Got about a minute left, but tell us about a grant that UNCG just received.
Yes, UNCG received a $1.15 million grant from the Department of Education, and it targets first-generation students and underrepresented minority students. And those who are selected, it would be about 25 students, would receive a stipend and research opportunities and GRE prep because it's for students who want to go to grad school.
Go to grad school. Good stuff. Naomi Prilo, WUNC Greensboro reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just ahead, a little girl turned her dream of fighting hunger into an international career and a local nonprofit. But first, we've got some music from a local Greensboro-based artist, Bo James, on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We'll be right back, but first, Bo James.
This place that I've been, this place that I go, where the lights are too dim and the music's too slow, at the end of the night, it's the place we call home.